Here's your money briefing for Thursday, February 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. You might have heard about some people in Texas seeing their electricity bills skyrocket following this month's frigid weather there. That's raising questions about the role of deregulation in the energy sector and how a wave of private energy companies affects the choices that consumers may or may not have.
In my conversations with people who've signed up to these plans, is they don't really understand how an electricity bill works. They can be complicated. The charges can be sort of hidden in the back.
Coming up, our investigative reporter Scott Patterson will give us a closer look at why private energy companies' prices often end up higher than public utility costs. That's after the break. Millions of Texas homeowners are grappling with how they're going to pay surprise utility bills in the aftermath of this month's extreme cold. The deregulation of the energy sector in Texas and elsewhere in the U.S. about consumer choices when a utility company is no longer under government control. Among them is our investigative reporter, Scott Patterson, who's been closely following the issue, and he's with me now. Scott, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So can you just take us through and help us understand what's happening here? What was the goal behind deregulation, and how did it change the energy sector in Texas?
Yeah, in the 1990s, there were a lot of people pushing for deregulation across a bunch of different industries. And one of those industries was natural gas. And a company at the time that had benefited from that and had been pushing for deregulation was a company called Enron, based in Houston, Texas. They thought, you know, we've really benefited from deregulation in natural gas and being able to trade it more and more. So why don't we do the same thing for electricity? So Enron and other proponents of free markets traveled throughout the country visiting state legislatures, pitching this new idea that electricity should move from the current model, which was vertically integrated monopoly utilities, to a place where companies could buy and sell electricity and offer it to consumers. And by doing that, you would lower prices for consumers down the road.
Got it. So what do we know about how that worked out?
On paper, it makes sense. If you've got multiple companies bidding to sell their services to consumers, you'd think the ones with the lowest price would be where consumers would go. You know, and on paper, it sounds like a good idea. In actuality, it didn't happen, especially in Texas. And Texas is a really interesting case because there you have about two-thirds of the state that only has these so-called retail electricity providers. There is no utility. In theory, that would be the ideal conditions. If competition would work to lower prices, that would be the best thing for consumers. But in reality, what's happened is consumers are paying a lot more than they would have if they're in parts of the states that didn't have those retail providers.
And you report that Texas residents ended up paying $28 billion more after deregulation rather than less.
It's sort of worked out the exact opposite, and it's kind of hard to know exactly why. Electricity is really a different beast than, you know, telecommunications or cable, which supporters of the industry often compare it to. They say, you know, you can choose who your cell phone provider is. How come you can't choose who sends the electricity to your house? You know, it sounds good, but in reality, it just doesn't seem to work that way. People sign up for their utility or their electricity provider, and they just kind of ignore it. They put it on auto pay. And what seems to be happening is the bills just start creeping higher and higher, and they keep paying, but they don't really know that they're paying more than they really should.
Isn't there a responsibility on the part of the consumer, though, to understand the agreement that they're getting into?
There's something to be said for that. Buyer beware. In my conversations with people who've signed up to these plans, is they don't really understand how an electricity bill works. They can be complicated. The charges can be sort of hidden in the back. You need to look up how much you're paying per kilowatt hour and then compare that to what your utility is providing. It just can be confusing, and I think a lot of people ignore it. And to me, that sort of highlights how electricity is different from most other products that people buy. People just know they need power in their house, they're going to pay whatever it takes, and they ignore it. They often just put it on auto pay.
Now, is energy deregulation unique to Texas, or is this going on in other parts of the country?
Yeah, it's going on in about 14 to 15 states for electricity, including Washington, D.C. And we've seen similar patterns of people paying more than they should if they were getting their electricity from a utility in other states. But Texas really stood out to us as being an outlier in terms of how much more people are paying compared to what they would pay to a nearby utility that doesn't have the retail competition in the state.
What do the utilities say about charging these higher prices?
The lobbying behind this industry is very powerful and influential, and they have a good line in the fact that people get a choice. If you take away competition, they don't have a choice. You know, people get a choice with their cable bill or telecom or what have you. And they also offer a variety of perks. So, you know, you can sign up to these packages and get an Amazon gift card, or you can get a percentage of your electricity provided through green energy. And, you know, that's not something that you normally get from a utility. So that's really what it comes down to in terms of what the industry says to justify maybe sometimes, you know, charging people a little bit more. I think that maybe consumers don't realize how much they're paying to get those perks. But, you know, it is a debate that's being had.
Now, outside of the energy sector, where has deregulation taken place, and has it played out differently?
You know, this came along with a wave of deregulation in industries in the 90s, like the airline industry, telecommunications. There was even opening up a competition for trading on Wall Street in the 90s and 2000s when we saw day trading take off. And that's just got it. I think it has, you know, arguably worked for those industries, you know, but again, it's a different sort of beast than electricity, which is something that people have to get. You don't have to go fly to Cancun. You don't have to get a telephone service. I mean, most people want to. You don't have to get cable. Electricity is something that people need to get to live, and it's got different characteristics than most other things that consumers buy.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal investigative reporter Scott Patterson. Scott, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.